state budget cuts are at the heart of the labor dispute that sparked yesterday's first-ever faculty strike against the Cal State system. The California Faculty Association authorized the one-day walkout at two campuses, East Bay and Dominguez Hills. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tantakalos has more.
There are two entrances here at Cal State East Bay, and at each entrance, faculty members are protesting. They're walking back and forth across streets to block vehicles from going inside the university.
It's going very well. We have 11 campuses from Northern California. They all came.
Some as far away as Humboldt, says Marcia Ginsburg, who teaches journalism at East Bay. Faculty is locked in a salary dispute with CSU administrators. The CSU is withholding faculty pay increases that were negotiated about 3 years ago. Now, CSU officials say there's no money to meet the salary demands because of ongoing budget cuts. A new statewide poll shows many Californians are angry with the cuts, but most don't want to pay more in taxes. Journalism professor Ginsburg says taxes is not a dirty word.
Taxes pay for our roads, sewage services. Why shouldn't it pay for education?
That sentiment is shared by physics professor Jim Hill, who converged on Cal State Dominguez Hills near Long Beach during the one-day walkout. But Hill says the action is more than just about a salary increase.
The constant raises in tuition and fees that have really changed what the system is.
And now faculty is hoping to change the minds of CSU administrators. Union leaders meet with CSU officials in Sacramento today to once again find a compromise. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tantakalos.